Tuesday, September 26th. Billy Graham reported today that he thinks thus far we're doing everything just right in the campaign, although he's nervous about the president being so exposed as he was in the Laredo motorcade because he's afraid of a
problem like Wallace's. He
had a report on the new Christian group being formed from McGovern, feels it won't amount to very much, that they're making a serious mistake by trying to get October 8th as McGovern Day in church, which will backfire. They are doing some full-page ads as individuals, and they'll probably get a few big names tied up, but no pastors who are actually answerable to the people. It'll only be the bureaucrats in the church hierarchy. He feels we should have a few ready to react, and he'll do so and line up some others, but that this should cause no concern on our part. He said he'd call George Wallace and try to get a reading from him on a general chat as to how things are. And he's concerned about one of the generals that was passed by and is being retired, who is a very strong Christian religious leader at the Pentagon, who may be being passed by because of that fact, and wanted us to look into that. The president was going fairly strong today, first part of the day, and then preparing for his trip the rest of the time, so I didn't have much time with him. We got to New York and went through the Statue of Liberty exercise okay, except there were six demonstrators right down in front who shouted into the microphone and were carried over the same PA system as the president, which caused him to react, I thought, adversely at the time, although it came off pretty well on TV as he asked the cameras to note the other thousands who were listening as well as the six who were heckling. Dinner went well. President gave a good speech, and we got good reaction to it. Bringing the kids in really helped and added a good level of enthusiasm. President had me in for a while after the dinner to kind of talk things over, unwind. He had a tough schedule here with the Democrats, Nixon leaders, and Jewish leaders, but all came off pretty well. He is concerned about how we develop a sense of mission in the campaign so we don't just back into the victory and thus look as if we didn't win the election but merely took it by default. He thinks that's why we need radio speeches, and maybe he should also do a press conference at some point. End of September 26th. Wednesday, September 27th. Oh, going back to the 26th, he did call Tricia, or she called him late in the evening after the dinner to say how well she thought they'd gone. She was at the Washington dinner. Then they got into campaigning plans, and she's going to be in the South. He told her to endorse McClellan in Arkansas and Eastland in Mississippi and say that she supported their reelection because they were such strong supporters of her father's. That'll create quite a stir if she actually does it, I think. End of the 26th.